Oh, hi there, big boy. How you doing? Oh, what's wrong? You look sad. What is it? Come here. Tell Mama Millie all your problems. Well, yeah, I may not actually be your mom, but what can I say? I transform you, so I have a bit of a soft spot for you. But I really don't like seeing you sad. So what is it? Bulls are teasing you. Some of the other cows? That is just rude. They think you're unruly. Oh, sweetie. Come on. You know that you're pretty, and I think you're pretty too. Although, not to be rude, let's work on some upkeep. Upkeep? Well, yeah, we might be dairy cows, but, you know, we carry ourselves with pride. We hold our bosoms up high and our asses out. And you ought to start doing that. Work with pride. You know how hard it is to become a dairy cow? Like, I had to apply for the job here. You just fell into it because you just happened to suck the right nipple. Although, I guess that's how some jobs actually work. Anyways, you're pretty and adorable and quite a prestigious little cow. But when's the last time you got your hooves done or brushed your fur? Huh? You haven't done any of those things. You just been out in the pasture until it's your turn? Well, have you ever been milked yet? I guess they're waiting to see if you're going to produce any. Maybe he hasn't come in yet, because, let's face it, you grew a pretty nice set of jugs yourself. Oh, and that ass. I'm jealous. No, I'm not going to touch you unless you give me permission to. But come on. I think a little spa day is in order. Come, walk with me. So, what do us cows do to upkeep ourselves? Well, it depends. Pasture cows and wild cows, those are a bit more rugged. They can be bulls, they could be used in bullfights and bull riding. Foof. Bull riding. Those cows have got some stamina on them. But they're meant to have a more weathered look. Cows that have indoor jobs, like dairy cows. And I met this pretty southern cow, Marigold. She kept her boss's house, so she was very well maintained. Fur brushed, hooves cleaned, and filed. So, let's get you a little bit more maintained. Heck, maybe we might even get a bow on that cute little tail of yours. No, look at you blushing. Come on. Well, first things first. Let's get you showered. You know there's a shower in here? Yeah, there is. What, do you think we're complete animals and we just get rinsed off with a hose? Yeah, that might be for some cows, but not here. Well, at least I know how to work one. Again, we're not total animals. If you live in the house, you gotta have standards. Hmm? Did I? Well, again, it depends. I was a show cow a bit when the fair came around. Hmm? Did I ever win best in show? Came really close to. This one heifer, Daisy Dukes. She always beat me. You can guess why she was called Daisy Dukes. Again, that girl was all ass and no brain. I think she went on to become a breeder. Hmm. Hey. Guess it's not too hard to fuck her brains out if there wasn't much brain to begin with. But enough about me. Come on. We're here. Hop in. See? Just like when you're a human. And soap, right over there. Back since we're here. Scoot over. Yeah, they're communal. That's a human thing, being seen naked. In case you haven't noticed, we're all kind of naked here. And it's also great because you also have someone to wash your back for you. Come here. Let me wash your back. Okay, I'm just gonna gently touch your neck now, okay? Just relax. See, this isn't so bad. I'm not gonna hurt you. I wouldn't dream of hurting such a pretty little thing like you. Okay, so I'm just gonna gently take a bit of soap and gently work it into your back and shoulders. Man, you are tense. Seriously, for not holding your head up, your shoulders are tense. What are you even worrying about? Transition. Well, you've been doing pretty well, and honestly, even if everybody's being catty about it, they really think you're cute. Yeah, they think you're adorable. So, don't worry. Again, even this little dick is cute. I know. I like it. I really do. It's kind of nice to have a little soft boy around as opposed to those big bulls braiding themselves around. Gag. Oh, sweetheart, you learned to fend off bulls a long time ago when you're a heifer. Especially if you're a bit buxom like me. Again, they have no standards. Got a big butt, got a big ass, got a big belly, got no brains, got some brains. They just want to smash. Like, seriously. Although, the lady bulls are really nice. Especially the wild ones. Whew. Those give you a run for their money. Careful, though. Those things are tricky. But anyways, I'm sorry. I'm getting so sidetracked. Let's work my way a little bit down your back. There we go. Again. You're getting surprisingly soft here. Your fur is actually really nice if you take good care of it. Yeah. serious. Nothing can compare to this ass. Yeah. Is it okay if I knead it a little bit? Thanks. Again, I am jealous of this thing. Round and soft and thick in all the right places. Just the right amount of bounce. I can see why even the bulls want a piece of it. Gotta be careful. Like, seriously, you will be the sexiest little snack here. If you just carry yourself with a little bit more confidence. But anyways, that's your back washed. Now, would you mind getting me? Aw, thanks, honey. Here, I'll turn around. You want me to crouch down a little bit? Okay, short stack. What? It's cute that you're built like a little cannonball. It's so sweet. Like, seriously, I think you're so cute. You're actually quite kind. Hey, honey. Do you remember what it's like to be human? Before you became a cow? You think about it from time to time? But you try not to dwell on it. Yeah, I guess it's for the best. I don't know. Just kind of curious. Like, the transition of things. Hey, don't get me wrong. Thought about it from time to time. Like, what would it be like if I was in my handler's shoes? But, hey, I'm a cow. And I'm gonna be the best darn cow ever. And the best dairy milker ever. It's a humble little dream, but, hey, it's mine. And I'm gonna do it. Heck, I'm a dairy cow now, and I've been doing great. Are you done? Oh, thanks, sweetheart. Okay, let's finish getting all scrubbed up, and then we can get to the next part. Oh, that was nice. How do you feel? You feel relaxed? Oh, good, I'm glad. You think it's nice to be clean again? I know, right? Like, seriously, once you get a nice warm shower, you will never go back to pasture life and being in the dirt all day. Not to say that there's anything wrong with that. Just nice being clean, I guess. Okay. So. Towels? That's kind of a human thing, I guess. We just kind of let ourselves air dry, or you can shake yourself off if you're impatient. Me personally, I kind of leave it on because it's easier to brush things out. You don't have a brush? Well, don't worry, I got some brushes. Come on, let's go back to my space. Here you go. This is my place. Yeah. It's, I guess, kind of like a apartment, but kind of like a stall. It's in the middle. Pasture access, fresh hay every day, and a few things that I brought from home. one of which were my awesome brushes and this lovely heat conditioner Mama made me. It's a secret to us show cows. Well, that's why I always stay wet. It's kind of difficult because you gotta make sure you don't get any mud or dirt on you from the showers. And honestly, heck, sometimes it's easier to just hose off with the hose out back. If it means you have less distance to walk, but it's so worth it. This stuff makes your skin so soft and makes your fur so silky. What's in it? It's a bit of milk and oatmeal, actually. It's kind of like an oatmeal conditioner. Here, let me rub some into you. Mm-hmm. See, look, you relaxing. Yeah, you really like this, huh? Here, let me just rub this all over you. Oh, you like it, huh? Listen to you. Oh, I love those sweet little noises you make. You just love getting pampered, huh? Yeah. Oh, good. Do you mind if I get your thighs too? I know that's a little bit of a more sensitive area. Okay, thanks. Again, just like that ass, you got some lovely thunder thighs here. But they jiggle in all the right places. I told you I'm a little jealous of you there. But that's okay. You are pretty. And that's adorable. Okay, so now I just gotta go rub some on your lovely udders. That's also why I like this. Like, if you had a little bit too intense of a milking session, it does calm down all the redness and soreness. It works such wonders. Believe me. Well, you haven't really faced the milking machines. If you don't immediately let down, they might have to work you a little bit, and it can get kind of painful. Like when I was a newbie, I had to deal with that a little bit, but that's okay. You get used to it. And now I'm an old pro. Okay. Do you want some by your ears, too? Not in your ears, just like at the base of them. And see, you gotta maintain yourself, honey. You have all this ear hair here. What do you mean? Is that a bad thing? Well, it's not bad per se, but it's good to clip it. Like, show cows, they have the fur around their hooves and also your ears clipped so that everything falls nicely. Kind of like if you were grooming a dog. Though we have short fur, main thing is just having it brushed out and conditioned. But anyways, now your fur is all conditioned and you seem to almost be dry. Now, let's see those hooves. See, you gotta make sure you file them. They don't take as much maintenance as human fingernails, but just file them down a little bit to make sure that They aren't rough. It's kind of like your whole hand is one fingernail. So you just gotta make sure there aren't any sharp, rough edges. It makes things a lot easier. As far as your feet go, well, that is up for debate. Again, with show cows, they tend to soften them before they file and clip and grind them. Some even paint them. Me. I just want to make sure that they're well maintained. You can choose to do what you want with them. There we go. So, what do you think? You feel pretty? Oh, good. I'm glad you feel pretty. Now then, let's get you brushed out. Same procedure, like when I was lotioning you down. I'm gonna go all over you. Not meaning to offend or anything. I just wanna make sure I get every single inch of you. Trust me, you're gonna look drop dead gorgeous by the time I'm done with you. There you go. Such a pretty thing. He really liked getting brushed, huh? It doesn't. Everybody does. Heck, even humans do. Plus, it's also nice when someone else brushes you. As long as they're gentle about it. Some people can just be so rough. Like my boss back at home. They were so nice. And they also let me stay with Mama. Saw something in me, I guess. Sad to see me go, but knew I'd be a milking queen someday. I miss him, but I'm starting to settle in. Now, there we go. Almost done. I'm not brushing your udders. Well, honey, you don't want this brush, as soft as it is, over your nips. Trust me. You only want soft things by your nipples. Trust me, just trust me. But anyways, looks like you are almost done here. And of course, can't forget this little tuft on your tail. This is such a proud thing for us. There are so many different things you can do with it. We can braid it, put ribbons and little barrettes in it, shave it, dye it, cut it, curl it, heck, even tag it. I guess it's kind of like our way of personalizing ourselves. Well, in addition to the ear tags. But there we go. Don't you look pretty? Right, come on. There's a mirror over there. So what do you think? Yeah, work it. Seriously. You keep that strut up, you're gonna have out the factory drooling over you. Both the cows and the humans. Seriously. I don't care what that milk was supposed to do. But I'm glad it made you who you are. Like, seriously, if only it worked that well for us cows. But anyways, looks like our little spa day has come to a close. If you want to go back, you can. Don't droop like that. You want to stay here? Aw. You're really attached to me, huh? Nah. Did you just call me mommy? Okay, come here, you. Come to mama. No. There you go. Just hug me like that. Aw, you really love snuggling into my udders, huh? You want a drink too? All right. Go for it, sweetums. Yeah. Your mom, you're gonna be a mama's boy, all right, huh? But I don't mind. I'm really proud of you and how sweet you turned out to be. Promise to never change, and you can come and visit mama whenever you want. And never forget, you're pretty just the way you are. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. My dear sweet boy.